The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday Good News Day is here, and with it, a great solemnity. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the solemnity of Saint Joseph, husband of Mary. Scripture pays Joseph the highest compliment. He was a just man. That meant a lot more than faithfulness in paying debts. It means he was one who was completely open to all that God wanted to do for him. The just man was simply, joyfully, wholeheartedly obedient to God in marrying Mary, in naming Jesus, in shepherding the precious pair to Egypt, in bringing them to Nazareth, in the undetermined number of years of quiet faith and courage. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh Jesus, I come before you at the beginning of this day. I gaze at your face. I look upon your side pierced by the lance. Your wounded heart speaks to me of God's love poured out for us. Take, Lord, and receive my heart, the words of faith that I speak, the works of justice I would do, my joys and sufferings. When I come to the Eucharistic table, gather my offerings to your own for the life of the world, and at the end of the day, place me with Mary, your mother, and for her sake, take me to your heart. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that those who risk their lives for the gospel in various parts of the world inflame the church with their courage and missionary enthusiasm. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Jesus, today we celebrate the solemnity of Saint Joseph, your adoptive father. Really, we know very little about Saint Joseph. Everything we know about Joseph, written down in the first two chapters of the Gospel of Matthew, must have come from Mary, stories that Mary told about Saint Joseph, that Mary told the apostles, told the evangelists, told the disciples, maybe Jesus also. Maybe, Lord, you talked about your adoptive father to your disciples, to your apostles. It's kind of absurd to be speaking to Mary and Joseph in the third person as if they weren't here, because Jesus, as you remember, when we began this time of prayer, we invited them into the conversation. We said, my Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, intercede for me. And of course, we also invited our guardian angel. So it's not just you and me, Jesus. It's not just you and all of us praying with this podcast right now. It's you, all of us, Mary, Saint Joseph, and all of our guardian angels. So it's quite a crowd speaking to you right now. So, Jesus, if you don't mind, since today is the solemnity of your adoptive father, Jesus, I'm sure you won't mind, we're going to talk to him for the rest of the time of this prayer. Saint Joseph, we wanted to dwell on your relationships with Jesus and with Mary, and in fact, with your guardian angel as well. They say that the most important thing in any person's life are their relationships, not the money they make, not the reputation they have. The only thing at the end, in the later years of our lives, the only thing we look back on and treasure are our relationships. Joseph, what awesome relationships you had. You don't seem to have been much of a social guy. In fact, the Gospels don't capture a single word of yours. You seem to be actually a rather silent man. Not that you were unfriendly or cold or distant, but just not a social butterfly, let's say. You were a man on a mission, sometimes a man on the run, and so we capture only your relationships, but not your conversations. We observe your relationship with your guardian angel. When you were surprised with the news that Mary, your betrothed, was expecting, we can only imagine what kind of an emotional hurricane was going through your heart. At first, it must have been something of incredulity, just unable to wrap your mind around the possibility. Like, how could it can't be? But it is. But it just must have been unable to accept reality. And then once you did accept the fact that Mary was expecting a baby, then it must have been confusion, maybe even a little bit of anger. Like, could she have no, it couldn't. But she's perfect. She's the best woman. Knowing how good she was, Joseph, you just couldn't accept the fact that she could have been bad. And you didn't accept the fact that she had been bad because you knew that she was a perfect woman and that she would never lie. And that if she told you that the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit, you would have believed her. We'll come back to that in a moment. But thanks be to God, the angel appears to you and he confirms what Mary possibly had already told you, that the child in her womb was of the Holy Spirit, was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And we read, when Joseph awoke from sleep after having seen the vision of the angel who commanded him to take Mary, his wife, and to name Jesus as his own adoptive son, we read, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Joseph, what trust you had in your angel? I mean, we don't know if it was your guardian angel, or maybe it was St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel seems to have had a special prerogative in the birth of the Messiah. But regardless, you took the angel at his word. There was no hesitation. There was no talking back. You simply did as the angel commanded you. And later on, when the Magi have already visited, and Herod is setting out to kill all the babies in Bethlehem, once again, the angel, St. Joseph, wakes you up and tells you urgently, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to the land of Egypt and stay there until I tell you. And what do we read in the Gospels, Lord? That you, with the same verbs, you rose, you took the child and his mother by night, and you went into the land of Egypt and you remained there. Exact correspondence with the words. Well, maybe not. The angel said, rise, and you rose. The angel said, take the child and his mother, and you took the child and his mother. The angel said, flee, and you went by night. You didn't wait a second. You immediately woke up from your dream, gathered up your things, gathered up your wife and child, and you fled into Egypt. And you remained there just like the angel told you. Joseph, such trust in your guardian angel, such attentiveness, such an open ear and an open heart. Joseph, ask your son, your adoptive son, Jesus, to grant us that same familiarity with our guardian angels, that same attentiveness, that same obedience. Going back a little bit, St. Joseph, we want to also dwell a bit on your relationship with Mary, your betrothed, your wife. When you were there, confused and in turmoil about the news that she was expecting, not knowing with certainty how that could possibly have happened, you decided to trust her that, in fact, the child was from God. Even though neither God nor his angels had confirmed that news to you, you decided to respect Mary, what she possibly had told to you, and that if God had taken her for his wife, then you were to respect that. If she was God's wife, she could not be yours. And so you would put her away, send her away quietly. St. Joseph, you respected Mary's vocation, but you also wanted to protect her reputation. Just like later on, you would protect her person and her life when you fled with her and your child, your adopted son, when the three of you fled to Egypt. And later on, you provided for them out of your hard work, your trade as a carpenter. You provided for that small family in your home at Nazareth. And lastly, St. Joseph, we'd like to look for just a second at your relationship with your boy, your son. He looked up to you as his father, and you were his teacher. You taught Jesus his prayers. You taught Jesus the scriptures. You taught Jesus the traditions of the people of Israel. You taught Jesus his trade of as a blacksmith or a carpenter or a craftsman of some kind. St. Joseph, if we just take a step back and think about your relationship with your guardian angel, or St. Gabriel, whoever it was, with Mary, with Jesus, then there we get a snapshot of holiness. Holiness is nothing more than love of God, time spent with God, effort serving God. Joseph, your entire life was a life of love for Jesus, of love for Mary, and love for your guardian angel. It was a life in which you spent all of your time with God made man, with the Mother of God, and with your guardian angel. A life serving God made man, Jesus, serving Mary, the Mother of God, serving just like the guardian angels serve God. St. Joseph, we ask you to ask your son on this, your solemnity, to please grant us the same love of God and the same love of our mother that you had for your adoptive son, that you had for your wife. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
And there's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus just waiting for you to check it out at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This liturgical day begins in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, and it is the Solemnity of St. Joseph. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now as we begin this day of prayer, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us praise Christ the Lord as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus."
The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus."
O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips.
You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age.
Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence.
The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High, he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power.
Glory to the Father, unto the Son, to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus."
When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him and took Mary as his wife.
When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him and took Mary as his wife. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music in your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When he awoke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him, and took Mary as his wife.
Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David called Bethlehem to register with Mary.
Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David called Bethlehem to register with Mary.
See how your enemies perish? All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Joseph left Nazareth and set out for the town of David, called Bethlehem, to register with Mary. The just man shall blossom like the lily.
He shall flourish forever in the courts of our God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Faith is confident assurance concerning what we hope for, and conviction about things we do not see. Because of faith, the men of old were approved by God. Through faith, we perceive that the worlds were created by the Word of God, and that what is visible came into being through the invisible. By faith, Abel offered God a sacrifice greater than Cain's. Because of this, he was attested to be just, God himself having borne witness to him on account of his gifts. Therefore, although Abel is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away without dying, and he was seen no more because God took him. Scripture testifies that before he was taken up, he was pleasing to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, warned about things not yet seen, revered God and built an ark that his household might be saved. He thereby condemned the world and inherited the justice which comes through faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called and went forth to the place he was to receive as a heritage. He went forth, moreover, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose designer and maker is God. By faith, Sarah received power to conceive, though she was past the age, for she thought that the one who had made the promise was worthy of trust. As a result of this faith, there came forth from one man, who was himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands of the seashore. All of these died in faith. They did not obtain what had been promised, but saw and saluted it from afar, by acknowledging themselves to be strangers and foreigners on the earth. They showed that they were seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking back to the place from which they had come, they would have had the opportunity of returning there. But they were searching for a better, a heavenly home. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord. He never doubted God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God.
Therefore, through faith, he was counted as justified.
Faith was at work in his deeds, and by his deeds his faith became perfect.
Therefore, through faith he was counted as justified.
From a sermon by St. Bernardine of Siena, priest. There is a general rule concerning all special graces granted to any human being. Whenever the divine favor chooses someone to receive a special grace or to accept a lofty vocation, God adorns the person chosen with all the gifts of the Spirit needed to fulfill the task at hand. This general rule is especially verified in the case of Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord and the husband of the Queen of our world enthroned above the angels. He was chosen by the Eternal Father as the trustworthy guardian and protector of his greatest treasures, namely his divine Son and Mary, Joseph's wife. He carried out this vocation with complete fidelity until at last God called him, saying, "Good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." What then is Joseph's position in the whole Church of Christ? Is he not a man chosen and set apart? Through him, and yes, under him, Christ was fittingly and honorably introduced into the world. Holy Church, in its entirety, is indebted to the Virgin Mary, because through her it was judged worthy to receive Christ. But after her, we are undoubtedly owe special gratitude and reverence to Saint Joseph. In him, the Old Testament finds its fitting close. He brought the noble line of patriarchs and prophets to its promised fulfillment. What the divine goodness had offered as a promise to them, he held in his arms. Obviously, Christ does not now deny to Joseph that intimacy, reverence, and a very high honor which he gave him on earth as a son to his Father. Rather, we must say that in heaven, Christ completes and perfects all that he gave at Nazareth. Now we can see how the last summoning words of the Lord appropriately apply to Saint Joseph. Enter into the joy of your Lord. In fact, although the joy of eternal happiness enters into the soul of a man, the Lord preferred to say to Joseph, "Enter into joy." His intention was that the words should have a hidden spiritual meaning for us. They convey not only that this holy man possesses an inward joy, but also that it surrounds him and engulfs him like an infinite abyss. Remember us, Saint Joseph, and plead for us to your foster child. Ask your most holy bride, the Virgin Mary, to look kindly upon us, since she is the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. God has made me a father to the King and master of all his household.
He has raised me up that he might save many people.
The Lord is my helper and protector. He is my Savior.
He has raised me up that he might save many people.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Through all the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory. the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by Saint Joseph's intercession, your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
We hark back to a little bit of what we usually think of as the Christmas story in today's Gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the Solemnity of St. Joseph. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the reason why we flash back to the Christmas story is because that's where we learn the most about Joseph himself. It's from the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to send her away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. St. Joseph, really, is the patriarch of the New Testament. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. The Lord has put his faithful servant in charge of his household. The household referred to in today's entrance antiphon is none other than the Holy Family of Nazareth. God entrusted this treasure to St. Joseph, his faithful servant who dedicated his entire life to their care. The Lord's household also can be understood as the church, which likewise looks to St. Joseph as a guardian and patron. The first reading brings to mind the ancient promises made by God to his chosen people, which were then passed down from generation to generation, the coming of a just and powerful king, the good shepherd who will lead his flock to verdant pastures, the Redeemer who will save his people. In this passage from the second book of Samuel, God announces to David that the Messiah will arise from his descendants. The Messiah will found an everlasting kingdom. It is through Joseph that Jesus is the son of David. Christ is the fulfillment of the prophecies made from the time of Abraham. With the Incarnation, the promises and figures of the Old Testament become really places, persons, events, and rites interrelate according to precise divine commands communicated by angels and received by creatures who are particularly sensitive to the voice of God. Mary is the Lord's humble servant, prepared from eternity for the task of being the Mother of God. Joseph is the one who has the responsibility of looking after the Son of God's ordained entry into the world in accordance with divine dispositions and human laws. All of the so-called private or hidden life of Jesus is entrusted to Joseph's guardianship. The Gospel of today's Mass places a special emphasis on the fact that Joseph was a member of the house of David. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. Joseph is the patriarch of the New Testament. Here was an ordinary man to whom God granted extraordinary graces. Joseph was to fulfill a most singular mission in the salvific design of God. He experienced indescribable joys along with the trials of doubt and suffering. We recall his perplexity at the mystery of Mary's conception, at the extreme of material poverty in Bethlehem, at the prophecies of Simeon in the temple, at the hurried flight into Egypt, at the difficulties of having to live in a foreign land, at the return from Egypt, and the threat posed by Archelaus. Joseph proved himself always faithful to the will of God. He showed himself always ready to set aside his own human plans and considerations. The explanation for this remarkable fidelity is that Jesus and Mary were at the center of Joseph's life. Joseph's self-giving is an interweaving of faithful love, loving faith, and confident hope. His feast is thus a good opportunity for us to renew our commitment to the Christian calling God has given each of us. When you sincerely desire to live by faith, hope, and love, the renewal of your commitment is not a matter of picking up again something neglected. When there really is faith, hope, and love, renewal means staying in God's hands, despite our personal faults, mistakes, and defects. It is a confirmation of our faithfulness. Renewing our commitment means renewing our fidelity to what God wants of us. It means expressing our love in deeds. We ask the Holy Patriarch to help us to fulfill the will of God in everything. We pray that he will show us how to live out our commitments joyfully and without reservations. Our example will enlighten many others as to the true pathway to heaven. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We join the whole church in prayer. Once again, we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The shepherds went in haste and found Joseph and Mary and the infant lying in the manger.
The shepherds went in haste and found Joseph and Mary and the infant lying in the manger.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The shepherds went in haste, and found Joseph and Mary, and the infant lying in the manger.
Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them.
Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, marveled at what was said of their child, and Simeon blessed them.
Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod.
Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Joseph rose in the night and took the child and his mother into Egypt. There they stayed until the death of Herod.
Lord God, You are God, and your words are truth. You have made this generous promise to your servant. Do then, bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you forever. For you, Lord God, have promised, and by your blessing, the house of your servant shall be blessed forever. God made him the master of his household.
God made him the master of his household.
He gave him charge over all his possessions.
And made him the master of his household.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God made him the master of his household.
Joseph lived in the town of Nazareth to fulfill what the prophets had foretold of Christ. He will be called a Nazarene.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Joseph lived in the town of Nazareth to fulfill what the prophets had foretold of Christ. He will be called a Nazarene. The Lord is the giver of holiness. Let us turn to him and pray.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
Lord our God, you called our fathers in faith to walk before you in holiness of heart.
May we follow in their footsteps and obey your command to be perfect.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
You chose Joseph the righteous to care for your son in childhood and youth.
Teach us to care for Christ's body by caring for our brothers and sisters.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
You entrusted the earth to mankind, to people it and make it prosper.
Inspire us to work wholeheartedly in this world, seeking always to give you glory.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
Father of all mankind, do not forget what your hands have made.
Grant that all who work may have secure employment and a fitting standard of living.
Holy God, raise us up to new life in holiness.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by St. Joseph's intercession, Your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's a great day to go out and celebrate St. Joseph. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn, Patrick Madrid a bit later on, and after that, Patrick Conley with The Inner Life. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out now and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.